I'm your host, Sabrina Nicole, and welcome back to the Empowered Expansion Podcast. Here, we're all about tapping into our true power and creating a life we love. Are you ready to be the badass, powerful creator you could choose to be? Join me every week for deep self-concept work, very practical consciousness tools, and some sexy inspiration to elevate your self-image and expand beyond your current reality. I'm going to show you how to relax into creation and have some fun and ease along the way. Let's go. Hello. So we're going to talk about this programming I recognized in myself, which was this kind of programming that I got to suffer first. I got to pay the sacrifice first. And then I'll be okay. Then I can have what I want. Then I can be at peace. And then I can be out of suffering. I noticed this a lot with food, for example, growing up. I think by the time I was 8 years old, I had concluded that I am overweight and that is wrong and I need to fix it right away, because if I don't, I am kind of gross and wrong and not cute enough to be loved. Whoo! We let go of all that energy. And this has to do, whatever your childhood story was, whatever way you grew up, you're going to have some conclusions around this or other things. And that's perfectly fine. So with food, I had to complete a diet so I could lose weight since I was so young. And it was always this idea of, I was so anxious, right? Like I had maybe some emotional things I didn't know how to deal with, and I would go to food to just kind of like, I don't know, I probably also like had some like dopamine, and I was on a cycle where food was either like right or wrong, and I had to eat the right foods for enough time without failing, without cheating, so that I could lose weight and everything could finally be okay. So every diet that I tried, I tried so many diets. By the way, the day I decided I'm never doing a diet again in my life was a very happy day. The current Savity thinks that Savity. But anyway, at the time I believed, okay, I have to do this diet so I can lose weight. And I didn't have other coping mechanisms. I didn't know how to help myself when I was feeling anxious, when I was feeling stressed, when I was feeling like not enough. So taking food away from myself also left me kind of like vulnerable, and it brought up maybe a lot of the feelings that I was also trying to escape while I ate. So a diet was always this time of suffering, as I imagine it is for most people. Like, what are you trying to do in a diet? Most people have this mentality of like, I'm going to suffer through this. I'm going to have a bad time. I'm not going to be able to eat foods I like, but then I will be okay. I will right this wrong. I will be skinny enough. And then everything's going to be okay, right? Or maybe I won't have this negative feeling about myself that I'm having right now with the overweight, or I don't know what reason you would have for doing a diet. I also saw this with workout programs. You know, if I just do this for 12 weeks, then I'll have the abs, then I will look good, but I have to get through these 12 weeks. And there was no space for me to be conscious with myself, to be present with my body, what it was requiring. It was like, I gotta right this wrong, and it's gonna be a bad time going through it, but I have to do it in order to be okay. So, and I will be okay maybe in 12 weeks if I finally do this right enough. This energy also showed up a lot. And also, by the way, as I'm saying this, my question to you is, has this shown up somehow in your life? Because I'm guessing it has. This is a programming that's even taught in the workforce, like in school. You go to college and then you get a job and then you retire and then you work until you're 60 and then you retire and then you enjoy. So yeah, that also showed up career-wise. work-wise, even like trying to make money, it's like, okay, I have to be disciplined enough for these days and sell even if I don't want to, and do this even if I don't want to, and I have to get through this, and then I will be okay, then I will have money, then I won't feel so scarce and lack and limited or whatever. So I began to realize, whoa, this is a programming and I don't really have to choose this in my life anymore. Through all the therapies that I did and self-growth and my journey in the last few years, the present moment is no longer really something that I have to escape. And that took me a while because, by the way, first off, looking back now, I realize it wasn't necessarily that I had to, you know, just lose weight. It wasn't just that I had to have more money. It wasn't that I had to have this relationship. There was like an internal pain, something I was creating internally, which I wasn't right or wrong for. It's just the conclusion where I got all those things. I got the million followers. I got the financial freedom. I got the weight loss. And all these wonderful things started happening, and I was still in this state of like, I have to do enough right things and get away from the present, you know, because I'm not okay here. By the way, even if you reach the thing you've been wanting to reach, it's not necessarily going to make this feeling that you're trying to escape go away. Not all the time. With working out, for example, if you do it in a way that you start developing self-discipline and your self-esteem starts going up and you trust yourself more to show up to, you know, what you say you will show up to and to reach your goals, you will not only be fit, but you'll also be, you'll have a new relationship with yourself. You'll have created a new internal environment. You could have. Some people maybe reach fitness and they still kind of hate themselves, hate their bodies, and they're fit and they're sitting there wondering, what happened? I thought this was going to make me happy. I thought this was going to make the pain go away. And it's not really the external thing. It's learning to work on your internal world, which that's what this whole podcast is about. Even what I'm saying right now can help you start expanding and enjoying more your internal world, because you can start to recognize like, huh, am I in this constant state of needing to escape the present or finally reach a goal in order to feel okay? So anyway, once I became aware of this programming, I realized I didn't really have to choose it anymore. And through a lot of work, such as meditations, the all-night affirmations, reprogramming my mind to have confidence, to have self-esteem, to be at peace in the present, and a bunch of therapies I did, the present is now somewhere I can hang out at. And it took me some time. And I don't do it perfectly, by the way. Hello, I'm human. Yes, I still worry. I still sometimes think like, oh my God, I gotta finish launching the next part of my business right now, you know, because I just have to. And maybe I get mad at myself, like a little girl that's not behaving bad if I'm not working fast enough. But I am aware of all of this now. And I continually invite myself to relax into the present moment and realize I am not needing to escape where I am anymore. And I can start creating just because it's fun and from a place of abundance. I have harnessed a lot of gratitude in my life through the morning journal. Like I told you guys, I love doing my morning journal. I write down so many things that I'm grateful for. And I've been going through a season where I'm very automatically grateful. Like I have so much gratitude in my heart for everything in my life, like the people in my life, their health, my health, so much gratitude for my body, for the place I live, for the things I'm getting to live. Like I'm so grateful for my life. And again, that's a result of kind of like, I think of developing the habits and yeah, of like transforming my self-esteem. I am so freaking grateful. I love it. So from this place, I'm learning, and I invite you to start harnessing a gratitude for your life. Start noticing all the ways you are blessed and recognizing them, and start recognizing yourself and acknowledging yourself for how far you've come, and kind of like settle into the present moment and be like, okay, I no longer have to suffer or right a wrong in order to be okay. And I can now start creating just because it's fun, just because I get to, not because I need to finally reach somewhere else. And this is a very powerful, fun energy to come from. And it takes some practice. But for example, me now, I had a contract with a company and I'm no longer working with them. So I no longer have that income from them. And I'm now creating something else. And some of this energy has tried to come up, like, I gotta work hard and I gotta not run out of money and I have to go, 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 go. And I've really invited myself to slow down, be in the present, recognize all I have, recognize all the, also like the money I already have in my life, and recognize there's nowhere I have to run to and get to. In this very moment, you and I are completely abundant. In this very moment. We are so freaking lucky and blessed. And yes, sometimes our mind can't see it like that. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just inviting you into this energy right now. And you can just open up and receive it. Let's take a deep breath. And let's just relax into this moment. I don't know what you may be doing. Maybe you're out on a walk, washing some dishes, cleaning your room. Isn't cleaning like so fun when you get into the groove of it? I think it's such like a therapeutic thing. I don't do it very often, but it's a fun thing. So whatever you're doing, let's just relax into the present and let's access this energy that's available for us right now, where we're just so currently so blessed, so lucky. And there's not really anything you need to fix. It's getting out of also this programming that, you know, there's a problem and you got to fix it. There's something wrong and you got to fix it. Whatever that thing that you got to fix, or those several things that you have to fix in your life, I invite you to just let them go in this moment. We don't choose them in this moment. And by the way, they are not real. They're most likely projections. You're presuming that's going to happen. It hasn't happened. We're right here in this moment and we can create anything. Or we can just relax and be. And from this space, what would you like to create for your life? And also, maybe if anything comes up, like, okay, if I want to create this, this is the how, and I have to do this, and I have to do this. And if you get back into that energy of like, I got to suffer, or I got to behave well enough first, or I got to do the right thing first, and then I will have the prize, I invite you to let that energy go. And also be aware of it. And notice that you don't have to choose it. And this is what I'm exploring in my life. It's like, okay, if I don't have to right any wrongs, if I don't have to fix a problem, if I don't have to worry, what would I like to create? And that's really brought me into an energy of fun and playing like a little kid. Like today I was picking my outfit and I was realizing maybe all these ways, like I was trying to look a certain way and avoid people looking at me a certain way. And there was like just all these points of view around my clothes. And when I really let go of like this energy of like, I have to choose the right thing, and I just got very present. I'm like, Saudi, what would you like to choose just for fun? I started to get in contact with this energy of playing like a little girl in a playground or just with a friend. And it was like, there's nowhere to get to. We're just having fun because we get to. And we don't want to go to sleep. We just want to keep having fun and exploring this world. And I'm so grateful I got in touch with that energy today. And that's part of what inspired this podcast. I intend that this contributed to you in some way. And go have some fun today. Go relax and explore. And if you relax into the moment, and a ton of energy that you don't like or want to choose comes up, I'm going to give you two tools for that. One, you can ask yourself, who does this belong to? I do have a whole podcast on this. I recommend you listen to it. I believe it is in English. Yeah, it's just a few episodes back. Who does this belong to? You can ask yourself this continually. Who does this belong to? Because we're very perceptive as humans. So you're perceiving or being aware of thoughts in the air, of people around you, of the country, of the government. We can be aware of the whole world so much. So it's great to ask yourself, who does this belong to? Because maybe you're just being aware of someone else's world, someone else's energy, and it's not what you don't have to choose that. You don't have to take it as yours. You can just be aware that it's not yours. And I recommend listening to that whole podcast. I explain how to become aware of it and everything. That's one tool. And another tool that I recommend is these two questions. Ask yourself, what else is possible? What else is possible? What else is possible? And how does it get any better than this? Every time something great happens in my life, I'm like, awesome, I receive it. Now show me how it gets even better than this. It's just this continuous expansion that you get to do. So, and like I think I already uploaded the other episode where I recommend that you guys start asking for more. That goes with this energy. It's like you're not wrong for asking for more. You're not a spoiled brat. You're not ungrateful. It's like you can receive it and you are worthy and you can choose more and more and more. I really hope you guys are, well, I know several of you guys are getting in touch with this energy. All right, I'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Do you have any questions or comments you'd like to share? Let's continue the conversation over on Instagram at Empowered Expansion Podcast. See you soon.